You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now I'm very glad to be joined by the Wordsmith. Hey.
Hey, Alice. What's up?
Not much. Just doing my last show.
I know.
Just doing a radio show.
I'm so sad. It's really sad that this has come to an end.
Yeah, and
but you're me talking about cool words.
I know, right? And we haven't done it in a while. But yeah, we're definitely going to call this the last Wordsmith, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And now I'm also looking at my word, because I got this word ready a little while ago, not really thinking like, oh, I should choose like a really cool, positive word about, because it celebrates Alice in her last show sort of thing. And I just chose the word, which is kind of the opposite of that, which is the word misanthropic.
No, it's good. Let's end. It's in with misanthropic.
Yeah, which is having or showing a dislike of other people and being unsociable. So that's your last word, Alice, that I've chosen for you.
I think it's perfect.
It's kind of a great word, though. So a misanthropic person does not like people, expects the worst of them, and it's like also more than just being in a bad mood. It's actually just like a way of looking at the world that you just think people are shit, basically. And also the etymology is kind of interesting. So the Greek word for human is anthropos, and misane means to hate. So to be misanthropic is to hate humans, to consider them bad or wrong. Also, I found a kind of weird, funny, hilarious sentence on the internet when I was getting this word prepared. Your misanthropic uncle, who has lived alone for decades and despises babies and kittens, seems to have taken a liking to you, which causes you some concern.
Oh my God, that's such a good sentence.
Yeah, it's like so weird, but like pretty great. So, yeah, because only a misanthropist hates babies and kittens. I mean, I guess kittens goes a little bit out of the scope of hating humans, but you get the gist of it.
That is a good word. I really like it. I'm hoping that people don't get that many chances to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you do, if you find someone that you truly think is misanthropic, you just lean into it. It's kind of fun to say as well.
It is, exactly. I think that's also why I like it, is that it's quite like a beautiful word, like rolls off the tongue.
Wonderful. Maybe we can work on some sentences of our own.
Mm.
Hey, thanks,
indeed.
Wordsmith. I've enjoyed all the words.
It's been so fun. It's been so fun, Alice.
It has.
I wish you all the best.
Thanks. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.